Now, TalkTech focuses on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And just like every other week, you know how we roll. Today is gonna be conversation. But first things first, I have to give you an update in the tech space. Some things that happened from last week till now. I've done some of the updates on the Facebook group. For those of you not on the Facebook group, kindly head down to Facebook and search for TalkTech Nigeria. TalkTech Nigeria, or you can use the hashtag TalkTechNG and it'll pop up the group and pop up the page. But you should join the group and drop your questions, ask questions, respond to queries if you have the knowledge and be part of a growing tech community.
We believe technology is at its very best when it's invisible.
We use that technology to strengthen our planet.
With every sacrifice, we found the technology to build a stronger and safer Earth. Because our survival is only possible when we stand together.
A lot of these technologies consume a fair amount of power.
One of the biggest breakthroughs is its next generation wireless technology.
It's a technology used by high-end DSLRs. It's the best way to do fast autofocus. And they can focus almost twice as fast for the previous generation.
Unbelievable technologies.
Geek Alert. More talk tech next.
Now, some of the updates I believe you should know about. It is no longer news that one of the biggest leaked phone in history, that is the Google Pixel 4. For those of you that are not aware, Google has a smartphone called Pixel, P-I-X-E-L. And we've seen the Google Pixel from last year, which is Google Pixel 3. And the Google Pixel 3 XL, which is the extra large. And just last week, that of Pixel 4 was unveiled. But we all knew that before the release of Pixel 4, there have been so many leaks, the form factor, the OS that's going to be coming with, and some of the futuristic spec we actually thought was going to wow us. Now, that phone wows. It has a good camera range and all of that, but there are some of the updates that we felt Google should have imputed in that phone, and that is the triple lens camera. Now, neither the Pixel 4 or 4 XL, the Pixel 4 goes for $799, that is approximately 290,000 naira, and the Google Pixel XL, which is the extra large, goes for $899, which is about 325,000 naira. Now, I was expecting the phone to come with a triple lens. Triple lens means you have the normal rear camera, and you have the telephoto lens, which is a telephoto camera, then you have the wide angle view. It is not science fiction. Every phone of 2019 is coming with a triple camera system. We know that Google actually was stuck with a single camera system of the Pixel 3. Because of that, they had to impute so many software into making that camera awesome. But we're thinking that Google was going to come out with a triple camera system. Now, another thing for the Google Pixel 4, you can go online and check the specs. Another thing is the 90 Hz refresh rate. And it's no longer new that smartphones are coming up with a good refresh rate. At least the benchmark these days is 60 Hz. Then we move to 90 Hz. Then we move to 120 Hz. Now, 90 Hz refresh rate means that when the pixels readjust themselves per second. So that means that if you are using your screen, how many times in a second does your screen get back itself or refreshes itself is called the refresh rate, and it's measured in frequency, which is 90 Hz. The HZ means Hz. But the downside of 90 Hz in the Pixel 4 is that you only get to use the 90 Hz refresh rate when your phone is at 75% brightness. So anything from 75% brightness upwards is going to have this kind of readjustment back to 90 Hz. We do not know why Google actually made that, but you know, when a phone is coming with more refresh rate, it means that it consumes more battery. It means it consumes more battery. It's just like saying an OLED panel having 90 Hz or 120 Hz refresh rate. You know that your battery should be around 3,700, 4,000, 4,500 or 5,000 milliamp battery. But eventually, Google always finds a way of using some software enhancement to better any aspect of their phone. So we hope to see what the next software update would bring for the Google Pixel 4. This is Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greater-Heights. And now moving straight to more news coming from Huawei. Now, Huawei seems to be one of the companies that it is not going anywhere soon. And what do I mean by that? Now, amidst the trade crisis between the United States and China, Huawei still finds a way of getting a balance either for their smartphone angle or for their smart device angle and for their laptop as well. Huawei is telling us that the P40 series and above will be coming with dual boots. You know, before now, the license to use Android from Google was suspended, so Huawei cannot use Android on their smartphones except they use the raw version of Android. That's the Android that is based on open source. That's the AOSP. But there is something that Huawei did that wowed the world. They came up with their own operating system and they called it Harmony OS, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. And the Chinese for Harmony is Hongmeng. That's the variant of that OS in China is going to be Hongmeng. Now, because they know that they cannot throw Android off immediately, they will be doing a dual boot system for the P40 series. So it's going to be P40, then P40 Pro, seeing that with the P30. Now, dual boot means that just like your system, you can choose which to use. It's either you are using Android or you are using Harmony operating system. So if you buy their phones and you feel that the Harmony, which is the default operating system, is not what you want, you can dual boot and switch back to Android. I do not believe there is any smartphone except during the reign of Microsoft Windows Phone, and there was this swap between Windows and Android. We've seen that with BlackBerry as well, cross devices. But Huawei is trying to attempt it, and I feel that they are one of the strongest companies that I feel they are not going anywhere soon. They are not going anywhere soon. Still on the race to being the best chip maker in the market, we've seen that of Apple. Apple has the A12, A13 Bionic chipset made by Apple. Then we have the Exynos made by Samsung. Then we have the Kirin chipset made by Huawei. And we have the Snapdragon made by Qualcomm. Now, Google just announced an upgrade to their Exynos processor, and they've made an upgrade to the 990 before it was 980. But the sad part is the Exynos 990 chipset is not coming with 5G modem. So you won't be able to use, or they won't be able to use 5G on such device. I understand why some devices should not have 5G yet. The technology is not widespread. It's just saying you are buying Samsung Galaxy S10, the 5G version, and you're in Nigeria, you end up wasting battery. you won't use the 5G. So what is the point in putting a 5G modem capability in a smartphone when you know you'll be shipping to a place like Africa that is yet to have a 5G as compared to some part of Europe and all of that? Now, the Exynos 990 chipset is built on Samsung's 7 nanometer process. Before now, we've seen Samsung doing the 10 nanometer, but now they've streamlined it to the 7 nanometer, and it includes a Mali G77 GPU, that's a graphics processing unit, that increases graphical performance or performance efficiency as compared to the Samsung previous chipset, which is the Exynos 980, which is just about 20% less efficient than the 990 that's just been announced. Now, still moving on, for those of you that do not know, there was a bug, or there is still a bug, on the Samsung Galaxy S10. And somebody spotted the bug last week, then reported online that even after they registered their fingerprints, their thumbprints on their Samsung Galaxy S10, another person can unlock the phone with their fingerprints. I believe that is a major bug, knowing fully well that a lot of people use fingerprints as the main biometric and security feature for their smartphone. So anybody just like saying, you register your right thumb as the thumb to unlock your phone, then you can unlock your phone with your left thumb, which is not registered. Then your husband can unlock your phone, your friend can unlock your phone. That is a major bug on the Samsung Galaxy S10. And they've just been able to fix that of the users in South Korea. But the other fixes for every part of the world is still not in place. So if you're using Galaxy S10 in Nigeria, please ensure that you do not use the fingerprint feature for your banking applications yet. Wait for the next update. The next update should be coming by weekend or next week to your Samsung Galaxy S10 devices. Please do not use the fingerprint feature for your banking applications, because someone else could be able or might be able to log onto your banking applications and carry out basic. We all know that for banking application, it is more like a two-stage verification process. You do your fingerprint, then you enter your four-digit password for confirmation of any transaction. So please keep that in mind. Some of the banks in China have disabled the fingerprint option for Samsung S10 users. So if you're using S10, you might want to look into that. This is still TalkTech. My name is Femi Greater Heights.